freetalklive.org.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. We're launching into hour number three. You can bring up whatever you want, as always, toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls here. Let's talk to Indy in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Indy.
What's up, guys? What a timely subject you brought up tonight. You guys lit a fire in me about 6 months ago, so I just started taking matters into my own hands.
Okay.
And I'm a network engineer, computer type guy who owns a small business with a couple of bucks. So I contacted my neighbors, and we're setting up a home-to-home police force, either via fiber or Wi-Fi. We've all got generators, so the power's not an issue to us. We're going to have a 911 button type of system where we can just buzz our neighbors and 25 families show up to combat whatever situation comes up.
Wow. Seriously? Awesome. How does this work exactly?
Ian, you're a techie guy. Actually, Mark, you are to some degree too.
No, Mark's not a tech. I can get on the internet.
All of us have between 1 and 6 acres. We're in a block here.
Mm-hmm.
And we use a state police force instead of a local police force. And I said, hey, if someone bad's coming into my house to do something bad to me or my family or my property, I'm not counting on the state police to show up in any timely manner. So
sure.
I contacted the neighbors, and I said, would you be interested in something like this, where Johnny Neighbor shows up who's firearm qualified to take care of any business he needs to? And we're talking about it right now. And you brought up the subject tonight, so I got to call into you guys.
Yeah.
What
would the system look like? How would it operate exactly?
A lot like it. We all use the phone and the computer internet stuff seamlessly right now anyway. I'm on a digital phone tonight over the internet. And my idea, just set up an IP network, have everybody contacted, and it's pretty easy, guys. Yeah, look into it a little bit. You know, you can probably figure this out in about 15 minutes on the internet.
Well, there's something that we have here in New Hampshire called Porcupine 411, where
aware of Porcupine 411.
Right. Well, for those of our listeners that aren't, you can dial a number, and you leave a message on a voicemail, and then the system, which is a computer, it sends that voicemail out as an email attachment to an unlimited amount of people that can be on this email list. Now, that's not exactly something that's going to get you an emergency response, but it can be pretty darn quick. I mean, you can, you know, if you leave a short voicemail, it goes out almost instantaneously, you know, if you leave what the situation is, where your location is, and that sort of thing. And if people are in front of their email boxes, they certainly could jump in their cars and get to that location. I'm sure it would just be a matter of tweaking and getting the right software in order to turn that from an email to a, you know, a mass phone call or something like that.
Yeah, a little bit of heat out here at the end.
Oh, dear. I can tell you're on a digital phone because you're breaking up quite a bit. We're going to let you try saying that again. One more time. What was that? Damn it. Damn it. You're probably uploading or doing something that's ruining your bandwidth, and I'm sorry we can't understand you, my friend. Got to let you go. Sorry about that. 800-259-9231. Those voiceover IPs are darn good 99% of the time.
Yeah, you know, and I think in a year or two, they're really going to be great.
Absolutely.
Currently, there's still a little bit problems.
So, now, we were talking about this idea of taking the police out of the hands, taking protection services out of the hands of the government, and putting it in the hands of people in the marketplace. Businessmen actually in search of a profit, which, of course, you can only make profit in the marketplace by satisfying your customers. And many, many people are not satisfied with government police at all. As you pointed out, certainly, Mark, there's a segment of the American people, the respectables, that are never going to encounter the police.
They just ignore them, you know? I mean, the police don't mean much to them.
But then there's a good chunk of Americans that are pretty disappointed with the police. Maybe they've arrested a friend of theirs for marijuana possession or picking up a prostitute or heck, even gambling. There's all kinds of so-called crimes that the government police are out there enforcing when they could be investigating murders and rapes and, you know, thefts, real crimes that actually hurt people.
Oh, yeah.
So what happens?
Well, one thing I think the only reason we put up with this is because we were brought up like this.
Right.
I keep on thinking about this whole time we're talking about, what if we were all born into a system where government was in charge of food? Number one, our food would be very expensive. But number two, Would we be having phone calls here with people saying, we couldn't leave that up to the market. This food is the most important thing
right.
in our lives. It's the thing that nourishes us. Without food, we're all going to die. Would there be people calling in saying, we need to trust the government with this. It's too important to leave out
right.
to private organizations.
That's an excellent
point.
They
absolutely would say stuff like that. They'd be saying exactly that. And the fact is, the most
profit in food?
The most important thing that we have in the world is left to the free market, and somehow we managed to make it. Like,
oh, my God.
Remember the bread line?
Somebody could get a hold of the food system and hold the whole world hostage.
Mark, they won't pay their cashiers or their stock clerks very much, and then no one will want those jobs. Oh, wait, there are plenty of people doing those jobs. Well, anyway, let's continue here. Back to some email questions from Ezra about getting the police out of the hands of the government, turning it over to the marketplace. I just wanted to wrap up my thoughts on the question of who polices the police. Today, it's nobody. Today, the police themselves, and they always find themselves innocent. 99 times out of 100, when the police have been accused of doing something wrong, harming somebody, stepping out of line, the police always back themselves up. They've got the thin blue line, they close their ranks, they back each other up, and of course, it's the government courts, too. So even if the police find something wrong, again, you know, the government courts usually will slap them on the hand if they even make it that far in the first place. Government backing up government, backing up government. Whereas in the marketplace, it would be the consumers and consumer interest groups and watchdog groups that would police the private protection organizations. And if they were doing something that was out of line, again, people would take their business elsewhere. So the pressures of the marketplace would be the best regulation that that anybody could ever want. Number 7, who polices differences of opinion between two different private police forces? That's
now,
an excellent
question. This is a very relevant, prescient question.
And it's a simple answer. Arbitration, of course. The different private police agencies would have interlocking agreements with one another as to, you know, if I have a claim and you have a claim, Mark, and we both have two different protection agencies backing our claims up or essentially that we've hired to protect us, then if those two agencies can't come to an agreement between the two of them as far as who's right and who's wrong, then they take it to their arbitrator, whoever it is that they've agreed on in advance to take these disputes to. So your police would take it to the police would both go into the arbitrator, the third party group that is not affiliated with either policing organization. They take it to the arbitrator and they present their case and they would be bound by the decision of the arbitrator. Voila. Number 8. Who do the police charge for their services? The people they arrest? The people they protect? Do they have a duty of care if they see a crime? Do they have to intervene? If they do, who is responsible for forcing them to? And who pays for that?
I don't think they have a duty to intervene necessarily, but I think they likely would.
If it's their customer, they would.
They'd be
in a contract for that.
The people that would pay would be the customer, and that customer, if they were harmed by somebody, which would include the cost of calling out a police officer if doing this, and I'm not saying, like I said, I'm not saying I advocate this, but I can see it.
Sure.
If you call out a police officer and it costs you money, and that's because somebody broke into your house and they have that person in custody, that person's responsible for the amount that you paid for the services, too.
Now, the person would be responsible to the insurer, to the protection agency. They would probably cut you a check. I mean, they'd investigate. They'd make sure you weren't scamming them. But then they'd cut you a check, and they'd say, all right, here's what you lost. We're going to replace this for you. And then they would recoup the cost from the criminal in that particular case. So you wouldn't have to be a part of that.
Yeah, in the same way that... You don't have to be a part of collecting money from somebody who causes an auto accident that you're the victim of an auto accident. You don't have to collect money from them. Your insurance company takes care of that.
So there you go. Hopefully that helps answer some questions that a lot of people had about market police or market protection, if you want to prefer to call it that, whatever you want. 800-259-9231. If you've got questions, whatever you want to talk about goes. Let's go to the Amplifier line. It's Rob in Georgia on the Ampline. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
This is actually Rob in Georgia, but temporarily on location in Las Vegas.
Ah, excellent.
Well, that's a tough life.
Yeah, company sent me out here. Not my choice. But, not a bad time. But I wanted, you guys have been talking about so much stuff I'm interested in. I wanted to touch briefly on Mark's idea the other day that, that if he was fooled by a transsexual, that, he might that person might be asking for a butt whooping.
Right. Now, do you recall this was sprung on me. I didn't say, right. You know, I find me a tranny and I beat the crap out of him. I didn't say that at all. It was essentially, you know, if somebody posed a hypothetical to me, I'm a married guy, I'm not going to be going home with anybody, male or female, but if, you know, somebody pretended to be a woman and then, you know, turned out they were a man, that they would be in danger of a butt whooping is what I said.
We'll get Rob's comments in moments. Hang on, dude. Bringing it back. 800-259-9231. I thought we were done with this, but I'm sure he'll have an interesting spin that we haven't touched on yet, so I'm looking forward to that. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anders from Midas. November 27, 2007. Gold, 811, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $835.58, $411.80 for half, $205.90 for quarter. That's $835.58, $411.80, and $205.90. Hedge fund is caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You know first if you're on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Want to pay higher prices for goods and services? Well, you do every time that somebody doesn't pay their bills. That's one of the many compelling reasons that SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be a bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so a few days back, actually probably about a week ago, we got into a conversation. I don't even know how it originally came up. But
I believe Wayne proposed a...
Oh, that's right, that's right. And the theory or the conversation was, the scenario was that, Mark, you had met somebody in theory at a bar and you seemed to be an attractive lady, got him home, got the lady home. Turns out she is a he. Transvestite fooled you into thinking that it was a female. And you said that you'd be pretty upset about that. And there was a chance that that transvestite could be open for a butt whipping. I believe butt-whipping was your original words.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Rob in Georgia wants to... Oops, Rob, are you still there?
Hello?
Hey, are you still there? Okay, good. Rob on the amplifier line was looking to comment on that issue, so go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, allow me to express a bit of sympathy for the socialist. And say that, you know, there are always certain... You know, everybody always looks at this sort of libertarian perfection within themselves... no initiation of force, but how human beings actually react to things is rather different. Now, if you were to go up to 100 random black males, you know, just say a white guy, and say, you know, and call them the N-word, I can almost guarantee you that there will be at least one butt whooping forthcoming from those 100.
Yeah, sure. I suspect you'd probably get more than one.
Most likely you would. Now, I am actually I'm an exception to that, and my wife is sometimes somewhat perplexed by my attitudes toward things, but typically I just laugh at them, and I've actually been called that. But, you know, to me, that's just them advertising just how big a loser they are.
Absolutely.
But I do recognize that I'm somewhat unusual in that, but someone even calls that is not a justification for violence, but to say that that's not what people actually do is be just... kind of having your head in the clouds.
Oh, I don't think I ever denied that people have those violent tendencies. They certainly do. I just think that we should be more conscious of them and reject them when they come up.
Well, I mean, and that is a very good idea, but the reality is that some of these things have always been with us. I mean, if you go up to someone and insult their wife to their wife's face in front of a guy, there's a chance you're going to get your butt whooped.
Yeah, that's not going to go well for you.
I mean, it's just being real here. So I don't so much have an objection to what he said, in that it's a very human sort of reaction, and you know, it is a common reaction, but it is definitely something that someone should think about, and I think should seek to overcome. I mean, that's one of the things I always encourage my friends to do. You know, you shouldn't. You know, if someone's going to attack me with words, then that is the manner in which I will respond, if I respond at all.
I think that's generally true. You know, that's generally the best case. But, you know, I have this thing about attitude and maliciousness. You know, like if somebody does something to me from a malicious standpoint, man, I'm mad.
There's nothing malicious about getting into bed. That's, you know, they just wanted to help you feel good.
I'm just saying that would be likely.
Yeah, and think of it this way now. If you want to look at this in some sort of contractual sort of situation, you know, if you meet someone in a bar, you think they're a woman, you're expecting to spend money on probably a drink or two for them, the gas and wear and tear on your car to take you home, to take them home so that you can get certain services out of them, which due to physiology and your own sexual orientation, they are completely incapable of providing.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, you might be entitled to restitution, and if they declined to provide that restitution, perhaps you would extract it by force. I mean,
now, wait a minute. Would that be a social contract? Would that be a social contract?
That's because... a social contract. That's something pretty explicitly that you're doing.
But wait, now, that's not. There's nothing explicit necessarily. Just because you go in and buy a bunch of drinks for somebody doesn't guarantee you anything down the road.
I've had people buy me drinks. I haven't done anything for them. I've had, I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, I think it would depend on what you guys have been talking about and what was... I mean, I think it's pretty clear based on what you're talking about and what you're asking for and what they're offering as far as what's being implied here. I mean, not necessarily so. But I think that people could come up with all sorts of justifications is really my point.
I think it's an extraordinarily rare circumstance, and I think that one of the reasons it's a rare circumstance is because men that dress up like women and make a really good pass at dressing up as a woman aren't going to take guys home, and surprise them with a penis because
I agree.
They know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Save that for Jerry Springer.
It is not very likely.
Right. Now, very unlikely.
Actually, the more interesting thing, though, that you guys have been talking about has been this private police. That actually has gotten me really thinking on some stuff that I think Mark kind of touched on to it, that the police as we know it would not exist in a free market. You might have certain investigative sort of agencies, but it might be more like a security company where you got an alarm, they put in some equipment. But as far as what people normally call the police, I see no reason why that would exist. Because if you look at the history of policing in America, at least, the police, as we commonly think of it, is an indication of state crime. Because the police basically first started, as far as I'm aware, in the antebellum South, because you needed a certain amount of police in order to keep slaves around. So when you have an active criminal state, you have to have police. And nowadays, it's done with victimless crimes. But I don't think that the police department, anything that would be called that, or anything that would function akin to the police department as we know it, I don't think that can exist in the free market, because I believe that it is an indicator of a criminal state.
Well, many of the trappings might still be there. I mean, certain neighborhoods might have their security guards that would drive around on patrol. So there might be that sort of an appearance of the police. There could be armed guards and other situations like that. But I think you're right. The police as they currently are would not be in the same way as they could be in the marketplace.
And to be perfectly honest, without victimless crimes, I think that even neighborhoods now which do pay for private security would find that it would be a complete waste of money to do so, because you pay for private security largely now because, one, the public security is so ineffectual, and, two, the public security actually causes your private crimes by criminalizing things which have no victim, criminalizing non-criminal behavior.
It's true. There really wouldn't be a lot of work for the cops if there weren't these victimless crimes for them to go out and enforce. I mean, they'd really have to be investigating real crimes.
It would be like having a standing army with a strong non-aggression principle. I mean, why on earth would you actually keep a standing army if you have no ability whatsoever to deploy them? I mean, the waste of money would quickly cause people to drop the whole idea. And I think the same thing when it comes to police. I don't think there's any way that you would have any sort of private police in a world without a state. I think that the entire reason why we have anything that's recognizably police is because of the state.
Very interesting, Rob. Thanks for the thoughts. Stay on the call, 800-259-9231. John in Oklahoma will talk to you about whatever you want if you make the call. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you like. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, including a broadband version and a dial-up version. Both of them are for free. freetalklive.com is where you go to tune that in. Carla Howell is the head of the Center for Small Government. Tom Cryer is known as the man who beat the IRS in court. Bob Schultz, the chairman of the We the People Foundation. All of them are working to end the income tax. All will be at the Liberty Forum. Where will you be? Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And if you want to save 10%, don't forget to use the code 2008FTL, 2008FTL, all one word. That's, again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Don't miss it. Toby, are you going?
Oh, yeah, of course. It was a great time last year, and I imagine it'll be a good time this year, too.
Now, last year, this year, it's still, still 2007, but this year you did not do an episode of Free Minds TV from the Liberty Forum. You did it from Porkfest.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Nick, your co-host, who is here every other Tuesday, was telling us you guys are
talking about it right now.
Yes, yeah, so it's in the works. We haven't decided anything at least, but hopefully we'll at least have a camera up there. If we're, cool. we're not doing a whole episode, we're at least going to have a camera, get a few interviews in there. Who knows, though? We'll see.
Excellent. So not only will Free Talk Live be broadcasting live from there on Friday and Saturday nights, and also you'll get to meet Toby and Nick from Free Minds TV over at freemindstv.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to John in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hello, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to make a comment, see if you guys came across that article about the large mayor's meeting that was held, Monday? Yesterday?
I have not been in touch with my email box very much today, so it's possible someone sent it to me and I just haven't seen it yet.
What happened? What it entails is the urgency of all these houses that are people are just walking away from all the major cities in America, like Las Vegas,
Detroit,
Detroit, Michigan, especially, all the way down to Florida to, you know, in between.
Yeah, so people are just stopping paying their mortgages. They're leaving, and they're saying, "Oh well, it's not worth me trying to sell it. You can have it back."
Well, what it's leading to is the concern of the city, you know, collecting taxes, because they're not going to be able to collect all these taxes.
I'm sure that's of deep concern to them. That God knows they wouldn't care for a second about the American people and, you know,
right.
their ability
not being
to pay
able
for
to
their
stay
houses.
In their house.
What really is important to them is keeping the bureaucrats employed.
Well, the figures that they're throwing out, this is all estimates. This is for next year's figures. Some of these cities are talking $1.8 billion, and it could even be higher per city.
The only thing I can say about that is good. I sincerely hope that these cities have to take a huge budget cut because
raise taxes.
Yeah, likely they will, and then people will say, "Holy crap, I'm not going to live here." What they need, what some enterprising politicians will say to themselves is, you know what? If we cut some services here and cut expenses across the board, we'll be able to provide a place that has lower taxes and people will want to move here. Hopefully that's, you know, the marketplace, quote unquote, will kick in.
The marketplace of governments, you mean? It could happen. Certainly
but
could.
What this is leading to, though, when this happens going into next year, following up on your last phone call, this is going to be budget cuts, and that's going to mean cutting the police force.
Oh, maybe. I mean, that's certainly the most politically unpopular
likely the
thing
first
cut.
The first one, they'll go after the community centers and, you know,
right.
those kind of things, the part-time employees, and I doubt they'll go after
I wouldn't expect to see any cuts. I'd expect to see increases in taxes in most places to try to make up for it, but I agree with Mark that, you know, the fire department and the police department are very politically unpopular bureaucracies to cut, so I don't see that as being very likely, but very interesting call, and thanks for making it, John. 800-259-9231. Let me jump back into the email box here, because Ezra is not done with his questions.
No, Ezra's got more questions.
He's got some good ones about the marketplace in general at this point. He says, for you, the marketplace seems the solution for everything. This raises some questions. Number one, sometimes it's not profitable to provide services to somebody. What happens if those services are fundamental services? Like water, he says. Access to water is pretty important. Sometimes it will be difficult and unprofitable to provide water service to someone. Because of problems of maintenance or access, for example, how can this be resolved? Your first answer will no doubt be about
price.
You could charge $1,000 a gallon, and surely it would be profitable. But isn't that actually doing harm to somebody? Well, first of all, you couldn't charge $1,000 a gallon because there's a certain point at which the market just will not bear it. And, you know, it'll be more affordable for you to buy the Culligan man's water at that point and, you know, bring it in that way if you're going to charge $1,000 a gallon. So you'll never get to that point.
You know,
it will never get that bad.
We lived in Sarasota, Florida, and it was more expensive to get water out to the islands. But they didn't pay any more for water out there. So the incredibly rich people that were out there on the island, they got their water for the same price that those of us in town who were closer to the you know, the water treatment facilities got ours for. We subsidized the rich people. So if somebody wants to build their house on the top of a mountain,
right,
I don't see any reason that the rest of the people in the community have to pay to pipe that water up to them.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I don't think it'll be $1,000 per gallon. I think what it would be is
$100,000 water installation project, which likely they would then just go and dig a well, because you know that's what makes more sense. But somebody doesn't have a fundamental service. It makes it sound like a person has a right to water service,
right.
And they don't. I am not obligated in any way, shape, or form to pay for your water service. I'm not obligated to pay to help you put it in. I'm not obligated to pay to subsidize your water service. And if you want to live in some remote backwater place because it has a great view or some other topographical reason that you want to live there, well, that's your problem, is the way I see it.
And I think he's presuming as well that water can't be profitable. What are you talking about? I mean, as far as pumping water into people's houses are concerned, there's the infrastructure cost,
right.
There's a maintenance cost, and there's the treatment plant cost.
Plenty of companies make money doing just this right now in the United States.
You mean privately providing water to communities?
It's true.
There were private companies providing water in Sarasota where I came from. And so it absolutely is possible, and it seems like relatively low overhead beyond the maintenance and the
people might have to modify their lifestyles. Maybe they'd have to put a water tank on their property and then have a truck come in and fill it up, or maybe they'd have to do rainwater and do a certain
well
purification. If you're on top of a mountain, a well might be a problem, but I don't know what you'd have to do. But you're getting water to your house is your problem
business.
And something you should think about when you build that house there.
Well, a lot of his other questions have to do with the idea that we have rights to certain services.
Right.
His next point is health. He says, surely I have a right to health care even if I can't pay.
No, you don't. You don't have the right. I mean, I'm sorry to say, but if you have the right to health care, then doesn't somebody have the obligation to provide you with health care? Does that mean that if we didn't get enough people that wanted to be doctors, that we would force high school students at the point of a gun to go into college to be doctors? Because that's what the obligation would be. You don't have any right for anything that comes from outside of yourself. All your rights come from inside. And so, no, you don't have the right to health care. You have the right to the best health care you can pay for.
And the fact is, if we got the government out of health care, and believe it or not, the government pays over 50% of the dollars in health care paid by governments. If we got the government out of the world of paying for and regulating health care, then health care costs would drop.
Yeah, remember when doctors used to take chickens for health care? Well, that doesn't happen anymore because the government's so enmeshed in it and it's so bureaucratic with the insurance companies and that kind of thing. If people relied on themselves and the money that they earned to pay for their health care, they'd be a lot more thrifty in the way that they spent their health care dollar.
Yeah, I have my doctor is really old guy. He's still practicing family medicine, probably when they first were giving chickens, and he's really cheap still. He only accepts cash only, and for doctor visits, about $20.
That's unbelievable. more on the way here, 800-259-9231. The fact is, if you let the marketplace supply health care, it comes down in price and quality increases, just like in the computer business, for instance. Again, computers keep getting cheaper, but they keep getting better at the same time. We can have that in healthcare as soon as the government gets out. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. For as little as $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country. We're on 31 of them as of today, expecting hopefully to announce a 32nd here fairly soon. And all of these things are being made possible by your AMP dollars. If you're an amplifier, you can become one again at amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks too, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, chat room, and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, the money does not go to paychecks. It goes right back in. It's reinvested into the program to again, advertise the show to more stations and spread the message of freedom and liberty and the free marketplace. In the case of what we're talking about tonight, we're talking about how the market can provide services better than governments can. And one of our listeners is probably somewhat new to the show and has outlined a number of concerns, and we've sort of been just going through the list of them here tonight. He's concerned about the market and concerned about, you know, whether or not it can really handle providing things like water. Well, it can, and it does in some places. It's just if we get the government out, people in search of profits will step in. Competition keeps prices low, increases innovation, and just generally increases consumer satisfaction. But let's go on with his few other questions and objections. He says, protection. Says, if I have other rights, it logically follows that I have a right to protection of those rights without paying for them. How can that be provided to me profitably?
Well, first off, you pay for the protection of rights when you're talking about police departments. You pay through the nose for police departments.
Well, and they're not really protecting your rights. They're really more taking them away from you than anything else. I mean, the government
it outlines certain rights in the Bill of Rights. You know, you've read them, Amendment 1, Freedom of Speech, Amendment 4, the right to privacy and all of that. It outlines those and then proceeds to violate them and then pat itself on the back for doing so. So right now, the organization that's supposed to be respecting your rights is actually ignoring and running roughshod over them. So in the marketplace, you only have a right to what a private property owner allows you to do. You don't have a right to free speech. You only have free speech in the context of the government. So when you're on the government's property, for instance, you can say what you want. That's the idea, is that the government won't stop you, isn't supposed to stop you from saying those things.
Right, but you can't come out to my property and stand outside my bedroom window and scream Inagata DeVita as loud as you want at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You cannot go to the movie theater and scream fire in a crowded theater. Not because there's a law against it, because the theater owner would be pretty pissed if you did that. So, again, this is all about private property, and private property owners can set whatever rules they want to, and you can yell and scream about your rights on your private property. So, in the world without government, you would only, again, have the right to do what you wanted to on your own property or on the property of someone who wanted to allow you to do those things. So there would be no protection factor for your rights. It would just be a matter of property, private property owners respecting certain commonalities and common rules between each other, and they don't certainly wouldn't have to. It's their property. They can do what they want. So, continuing, he says, more interestingly, a bank account, while not seemingly essential, it is difficult to operate without one and can be unprofitable to provide one.
You have a right to a bank account today?
No,
no. I mean, there's no obligation for a bank to build a bank in your town. You know, there's no law mandating that somebody built a bank in your town. The politicians didn't decide to build that. Bank of America would come in and build a bank in your town. Bank of America decided that. And you don't have a right to an account there. You have the privilege of doing business with them because they feel like doing business with you. If you abuse that privilege with them, they will cease to do business with you. You don't have a right to a bank account.
No,
I'm sorry that you think you do.
Yeah, that was bizarre. I didn't even expect to see that one in there.
That's a little weird.
The banks are doing fine operating in...
Right. Can you imagine? The marketplace is providing you with this essential item. And the politicians don't have anything... Well, they do have some things to do with it. They tell you how the banks... They tell the banks how they have to provide this.
Banks would actually be better in a more free market environment because they wouldn't be regulated by the FDIC and they wouldn't be tied into this fiat money system. The Federal Reserve Bank that basically allows them... They're allowed to, by law, to have this fractional reserve situation, mm-hmm. which means that if you give the bank your money to deposit, they don't actually have to have all of their reserves in, they don't actually have to have the full amount that they're loaning out to people, essentially.
Right.
They can have one-tenth of the amount of the money that they're actually loaning out to people. So essentially, the banks are able to create money from thin air today, sort of like the Federal Reserve can create money from thin air. And in a free market environment, consumer demand would result in banks actually having to have things in a vault in order to back up the money that they lend out.
I could put my silver somewhere besides a safe deposit box.
Yes, exactly. And of course, in a free market situation, money would be real money and actually be backed by value, as opposed to the federal government's fiat money that's backed by nothing but government promises. So the banking situation would be a whole lot better in the absence of the government. Number two, he says, marketplace doesn't favor people with money. You actually stated this on air. How can this be thought to be true?
I don't remember having stated that on the air, and I don't know what he's talking about specifically.
He's referring to a caller, I think, who suggested that if you don't have enough money, you won't be able to buy certain service, you know, you won't be able to buy protection services and that sort of thing. And I think what I said was that there will be protection services available. They just won't be, you know, 24-hour protection detail. So the marketplace, it scales to all sorts of different income ranges. For instance, if you want to go and buy a hamburger tonight,
you can go to McDonald's and get a double cheeseburger for 99 cents. Or you can go, like I did, to Chalet Suzanne in Lakeland, Florida, and you can pay $25 for a cheeseburger. And that was 10 years ago. It's likely 35 now.
Yeah.
And it just depends on the kind of cheeseburger that you get.
Well, and there's a certain point of diminishing returns, too. You know, there's a certain point where you're just paying for the ambiance and you're just paying for, you know, things to look at while you're in the restaurant.
Kobe beef, baby.
He says, he continues, he says, the marketplace is based on supply and demand, which creates price. He's correct about that. If you have more money, you can easily control or better handle either side of the equation. You can buy more legal representation, more doctors, more of anything. Well, of course.
I would hope that we would have a court system that doesn't require legal representation. I think that legal representation is, that's where it all, the wheels come off of it all from the get-go. Once the lawyers get involved, that's where the problems come in.
Of course people with money can buy more of everything. Duh. I mean, the marketplace is certainly not going to... That's how
I don't understand even what his concern is there.
Yeah, exactly. I don't either. It's very very diffuse, very hard to get.
But he had otherwise it would have been a very long email.
The beginning of the email I really like. Mm-hmm. Now we're dwindling down a little bit. I actually, when I first started listening to this show, actually wrote an email very similar to this one the first few episodes I heard. I never sent it because mm-hmm. I continued to listen and figured things out on my own.
Ah.
But I actually had one that was very similar to this one written up, ready to send. I never actually got a chance to send it. Though.
Interesting. Well, he
just continue to listen and
You'll get it. You'll get it.
Oh yeah, we're consistent.
Right. It does make sense, and it's okay that people with money can buy more of things. It's also the fact that people with money, if
buying things brings the price down for all of us.
It's true. When newer technologies come out, like, you know, plasma TVs and that sort of thing, obviously only the rich can afford them in the very beginning. And thank goodness that they buy these things because, again, it shows these companies that there is a demand and it tells them, it sends a market signal saying, hey, make more of these. And then they make more and they can mass produce them and the prices come down as a result of that, buying things in quantity and so on and so mm-hmm. forth. And again, prices come down, innovation, reduced costs, making chips smaller and that sort of thing. So it's actually good to have people with a lot of money in the marketplace. Number three, he says, and finally, is the current health system a good example of a marketized system? No, not at all. As we pointed out earlier, most of the dollars spent in healthcare are spent by governments. And when government is in any marketplace spending money, it throws off all the market signals and it screws things up. Then again, there's the regulation side of things as well. Government is highly regulating the healthcare industry, and those regulations cost money in order to jump through those hoops, and those costs get passed on to the consumers. So no, the current health system doesn't even come close to being marketized. He says, do you actually regard it as a free consumer-based market? How is that actually true? Do you think people really choose the doctor they use based on cost? Not enough. Not often enough do they do that. You can, because your doctor only accepts cash. But in many cases, you've got these insurance companies which sort of insulate people from the cost of their medical care. They don't really know what the cost is when they walk in and they flash their insurance card. They know what their copay is going to be, but they don't have any idea. They're not shopping around.
Why were they paying $10 a cotton ball?
Right. Well, they don't know. They're not incentivized to shop around.
Right,
it doesn't benefit them.
What do they care? They paid their insurance premium. It comes with their job or whatever, and they don't have to check on these things. They just got to pay their little $15.
This isn't to say insurance would not exist. There absolutely would be health insurance. It's just that I think what you would see is what would become more popular would be disaster care kind of health insurance. And
that's what I have.
Like the medical savings account allow you to put your own money into to a savings account for health care. That way you are interested in pricing around. You are interested in asking what the costs of services are. And the more people that ask their doctors to actually price out their services, the more competitive doctors will become with the cost of those services. So again, not even close. This healthcare industry in America is more socialist than it is anything else, and all the proposals on the table from these government Republicans and Democrats are to socialize it even more, to make it even more government controlled than it currently is today, and that's just going to make the problem worse. It has been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. We'll join you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Since